Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
And good evening, listeners. You are listening to Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and my co-hosts KD and Lady Q. Lady Q this evening is not with us, but we'll be back next week. Baby Mama Talk, for those who are first-time listeners, it's not about the baby mama and baby daddy drama. It's about real conversations, real issues, and us just sitting around like we were in each other's backyard or your best friend having a conversation about the main hot topics. I'm going to get my co-host, KD, to say hello this evening. KD, you are
hey,
on
everybody.
The
air. Hey, everyone. Hope everyone enjoyed their Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, definitely. We definitely want to give a shout-out to our military, retired, those have gone on before us, those who are still serving, any branch of the military, we definitely give our utmost gratitude for you to serve our country and to lead us whenever it deems necessary. I give a shout-out actually to my dad who's watching over us, who passed away years ago, but he served very well and honorably in the Marines. So hoorah to our Marines and our Navy. Love y'all. Our tonight's guest, she is not on yet, but our guest tonight will be Angela Stevenson out of Virginia, and she is the owner of Creations Boutique, and she's going to talk to you about how she became an entrepreneur, an owner, and that no matter what you're doing in your life, don't give up on your passion, don't give up on your dream, don't give up on what you love, and that no matter what the stumbling blocks may come or do in front of you, just keep persevering and keep doing what you do and what you love to do. I mean, I can't say it any better
Make sure you hang in here.
Yes, exactly. You just got to keep going, hanging in there, because everybody, every now and then, you want to just give up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can't do that. You want to keep on going. So you definitely want to keep doing it. I know one of our listeners, like I said, is our other co-host, Lady Q, and we're going to give her a shout-out even though she's not on the air tonight. We love you. We're missing you right now, girl.
Yes.
But I know you got to do what you got to do, definitely. But, callers, we hope that you, and like we said, like my co-host Katie said earlier, we hope you did enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I also want to bring something up that we, at the very, our last week, for anybody who listened or didn't get a chance to listen live but listened to the archive episode, we do apologize. Our guest, you know, she did have a child, and, you know, some of us, she wasn't able to get a babysitter and the child was in the background, but that's not why I want to bring it back up. I want to bring it back up because it was a really strong topic. Don't you agree, Katie?
Yes, most definitely. Domestic violence is always a strong topic.
Exactly. No matter what kind of violence it was, I mean, we went really deep, listeners. We went really deep. We didn't just talk about the obvious. We didn't just talk about the physical, you know, domestic violence. We talked about that hidden part that isn't really talked about, which we need to bring it up. People need to talk about it and recognize that domestic violence isn't just about the physical violence. It's about the mental violence. It's about the psychological violence. It's not just the men against, you know, beating up or, you know, the mental games to the female. It's the female doing it to the men. It's the female doing it to the female, the male on male, the child on the adult, whether it's a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, or the parents. I mean, it's seen. I mean, for those of us women who are listening, women, you know what I'm talking about. We are Lifetime. That's why Lifetime is still in business. Because they have all of us women watching the show, and then we drag our significant others or brothers or whatever, and they'll watch one show or a movie, and next thing you know, they're hooked, and they're going, did you see XYZ? And you're like, no, what channel was that? It was on Lifetime. And then you're like, yeah, because my brother, and I got some guy friends who, yes, they watched Lifetime.
No,
they'd be watching it on
the
exactly. They'd be like, oh, you missed it. I mean, I've even had friends who, like, on the weekend, you know, you think they'd be doing other stuff, and maybe doing just like we do. Sometimes you just need to veg, and maybe got that Lifetime movie channel on. But back to the domestic, but, you know, we need to have that more. We need to have more of that regarding the emotional, the psychological, the mental part. It needs to be focused a little bit more out there in the world. It shouldn't be hidden as much as it is. You know, it shouldn't, but it is. And like I said last week, you know, I believe that is the most traumatic part of domestic violence, is because people get so into your mind, so into it, that you believe whatever they say.
Yeah.
What do you, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's, I like I said, somewhere when I think I was talking to Stephen, I didn't mention it. Because I know, you know, this show isn't about me. It's not about my co-host. It's about whatever our audience wants to talk about. But I was a product. You know, I saw, sort of like Stephen, I saw the psychological, mental abuse in my mom and my dad. They loved each other. And to this day, I call that relationship a love-hate relationship. They loved each other to death. But there were some times when they hated each other to death. And
right.
I saw that sometimes. I saw that. I saw the mental and psychological and what that can do to people. I didn't see any physical, not saying it wasn't there, but I didn't see it. Every now and then I might have saw the fight, the arguments get raised to a point that, yes, this went through a wall, a pan went on somebody's, you know, arm. I laugh at it now because I'm in my mind I'm seeing this little short woman, 5'3", 5'4", woman, you know, with the fine pant, you know.
I see.
So, but there were other times. But what I saw was more mental and psychological and what it did, you know, and what it made me in my relationship, sort of like what Stephen was saying, what it made me put up with and not put up with or won't tolerate and will get out quickly because of it, because I will recognize it very quickly. Because like I was saying last week, Katie, you see the signs. It's just up to us to recognize them. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Sometimes we don't recognize them.
Sometimes we do and ignore them.
Exactly. You know, we just don't know. But anyway, like I was saying, I just wanted to bring that up for listeners. If you did not get a chance to hear it, and please, you know, excuse the noise of the child in the background, but if you didn't get a chance to hear it, please go to Facebook and look me up, Nikki Outlaw with 1K, and check out our link, or go to KD, Kamisha, Katie, how do you say your last name?
Drysdale.
I wanted to make sure I said it right. And, you know, befriend us. I'm almost up to 5,000 because of other things that I do besides the show. So I might have to get rid and make another page. I don't know.
Subscribe.
I know, right? It might get to there, or either I'm going to have to, I've already got another page, but I moved my family and my friends there, but I haven't moved all of them, because it takes a while to go through close to 4, these 7,000 people.
Yeah.
And like move them. And I've been doing that. It's been taking me, I think I did that in the last year, and it's a slow process. But as I move one person, I'm able to accept another. So please, listeners, definitely, if you're out there, hit me up, whether you're an author, producer, photographer, videographer, bookstore owner, the child care provider, or just the regular person who's just doing your thing, hit us up. We want to know what you're feeling, what you're talking about, and what you want to hear. But another reason I wanted to bring up last week's show is because at the very end, I made a quick shout out, and we really were trying to shout out our manager first. You know, we love you, baby. He lost his mother last week, and I was trying to let everybody know him to reach out to him. He's going through a rough time for anybody, no matter what age you are, to lose a parent, especially one you're close to. It's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
So because of we were so in depth in our topic last week, I felt that the end of our show was really rushed for me to get everything that I try to say at the end in there. So I wanted to definitely take a moment right now and just, you know, let first know, you know, we love you and we are here for you for whatever you need, babe. I definitely wanted to do that again.
Yeah.
Katie, you want to say anything? Just in general, anything about anything?
Yes. I wanted to talk about this topic about a Florida woman that was sentenced to 20 years for controversial Warnershot case. It's a crazy situation because she's trying to do the same thing as Zimmerman with the Stand Your Ground law, and they gave her 20 years. She was in a abusive relationship and fire Warnershot's up in the ceiling. I guess the kids was outside, and now she's getting 20 years for trying to protect herself.
And wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yes. Crazy.
Okay, so she is getting 20 years for firing her gun, a firearm, up in the up into the ceiling, protecting herself, didn't harm anybody. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't harm a single person, and she got 20 years. But same incidents or same situation, you know, this happened in Florida, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, but like you said, we have Zimmerman, who, quote-unquote, was in the community protective, whatever they call it, watch. That's what it was. That's the word I'm looking for. Protective watch. See, I'm just stating the facts, listeners, okay? So nobody can say I'm being biased or anything, but I'm just stating the facts.
Allegedly
saw... I don't need nobody going off on me. Later on, I don't want my phone home. I don't want nothing blowing up. But anyway, he's in this protective watch here, community watch. He sees an allegedly suspicious person in a hoodie. And calls the cops. And instead of him firing a warning shot, he actually fires something, a firearm, and kills a 17-year-old child, and we have been going through this since February, people.
Yes.
February.
Just free.
That's right. First he was, you know, in hiding. Okay, let's fear for your life. That's what he claimed. He was fearing for his life. Can't fault him there because, you know, it did get kind of riled down there in Florida and probably everywhere else. But anyway, okay, so he was in hiding first. Then his lawyers quit on him. Then he turns himself in, got the church and some other friends, you know, turn himself in. They post the bail. And he's still out. Okay. I mean, I don't know the whole story behind the woman and the shooting and how long it took them to get their 20 years. But, you know, justice is, you know, unbalanced.
Yes, most definitely.
She may be blind, but she's still unbalanced. I mean, that's all I got to say. For anybody who's just tuning in, I want you to know you have tuned in to Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and my co-host KD and our other co-host, Lady Q. Hold on, KD. She just said she wanted to talk to us. I think she wants to chit-chat with us. Lady Q.
Hi, guys. I miss you.
Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, our other co-host, Lady Q, just joined us. And the reason we're, if you're just joining in, the reason we're so all excited is because she was not going to be able to make it tonight because of personal situations. And she
I just sit on with you guys the whole show. I just had a quick moment because what y'all were talking about got me fired up. So I wanted to talk. I didn't know about that case, so I had some questions for Katie. I didn't hear about that case, so I was a little
Neither did I. I mean, I was getting. Did you notice how I was keeping certain words because I was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be politically correct because you know this is the first time I'm hearing about it too. So you know I'm gonna Google as soon as we finish with this show.
I can't believe this. I'm so like, oh my gosh. Okay, so Katie, I have a question. My first question is, what is the 20 years for? What was the charges?
Aggravated assault.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, that was a stretch. Like, I don't even know how they came to that. And my other question is, where are Al and all his folks? Sharkman.
Oh, Lady Q, that is such a good question.
And see, this is the problem, and I know this is going to touch a nerve, and there's a lot of people that are not going to like what I'm about to say, but this is what this is my problem that I have with Al and any of his other people that do what they do is that they pick and choose the cases to make sensational. And when that happens, you have these people that are flying under the radar. You have these people that are becoming victims of our quote justice system, and that bothers me. This woman is going to spend 20 years in jail when she's already been in some sort of mental hellhole for who knows how long. She tried to protect herself. And where's Al? Where are all the people? Where's the CNN? How come nobody knows this? How come I watch the news every day? How come I don't know about this?
CNN Justice is actually the website I went on to get this information from.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, well, I don't want to call CNN then. My bad, CNN. Please don't blow up my phone either. I don't have no lawyers.
I know. Yeah, that's right. That's why I was trying to be politically correct in my wording because I don't want nobody to blow me up about nothing, whether it's on Facebook or any of my other Twitter, whatever. Don't blow me up because, you know, I'm just – these are all our opinions, people.
I would love for Al to call me and tell me where he at. I would love it. Please.
I would love for him to call into the show, too. We can have a nice little civil action topic that day. That would be kind of cool. That would put us on the map.
Yes.
we would definitely have to move from where we're all at right now. Right now, be like, okay, see your family. God told me to move because you know he got things going on. So, but I agree with you, Lady Q, because they do. And you know, Al, if you got friends that are listening right now, it's not personal, but it does appear that they pick and choose. What cases they do, I don't know if it's that they don't have a whole lot of people in their organization anymore like it used to be or what, but I feel you because I do feel that they pick and choose where they're going to go and what they're going to, you know, push up the chain and get us all riled up and then we start doing marches and we start wearing stuff and then you turn around or not wearing things or not buying things. You know, it all depends on who wants to, how they want to do whatever. But then you turn around and you hear a case like this that I'm like you and, you know, because if Katie, if you hadn't brought this to us, I wouldn't have known. I mean, I can't watch because of my schedule.
It seems like Al chooses like the cases that, you know, if it's another race doing harm to us as black people, and for anybody who's not black listening, I'm not trying to offend you. The three of us ladies are black ladies. So it seems as though the cases where other races are doing something to us or against us, then that gets him riled up. But if it's us on us, he doesn't want to talk about it. This is a black man who was hurting his wife, right? Was it his wife or his girlfriend? Doesn't matter. He was hurting a woman.
Yes.
And nobody wants to talk about that. When in our community, domestic violence is a serious issue because it doesn't get talked about a whole lot. I mean, it is a serious, serious issue.
It happens every day.
Why isn't Al talking about it? Why isn't, you know, Al riled up about getting this woman out of this situation? Why isn't he running around trying to get the other person put in jail? Was he at least arrested?
No.
He wasn't arrested. So he claims, oh, you know, self-defense, I didn't do anything. You know, she's the one that had the firearm and locked her up.
She let me and my kids, and the kids was outside, allegedly. So it's just crazy. It's just 20 years.
But, you know, it also goes to the fact of, you know, when the whole he, she say stuff, sometimes it can come and bite you in the butt. Because if you're in a home or an office or wherever, and it's just you and the other person, you know, and if the police get there and you're the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, everything that that woman probably said is accurate, but, you know, they had everything against her because she fired that firearm. The bullet holes were in the ceiling. You know, all that, you know, circumstantial. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I watch Law and Order, CSI, Criminal Minds, Mentalist, NCIS.
I love it.
Let me see. What else? Any other law show out there? Yes, I'm hooked because the name is Outlaw. So you know what? Because of that, I got to be careful because people try to, you know, they might take that and try to put me behind bars with just my name alone. But anyway, you know, because of the circumstances, it just, you know, it doesn't take much to turn it and flip it. And look, she's got 20 years because he probably looked at the same show and said, if I say this, this, and this, I'm clean. I'm good. You the one that's going to get it. So, but I agree. Where is, you know, and the thing about it is a lot of times, in my opinion now, is that some of the people don't know. How do you contact Al Sharpton? I went on that little, his website years ago, and it wasn't, in my opinion, I found it very confusing and unhelpful. I was just going out there because I think it was it the Gina 6?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was something that he was getting us all riled up for with injustice to us. Type of thing, you know how he does, and it gets, and no matter, even if you're not even into it, and even look, you know, reading about it, and you'd be like, okay, you know, but and then all of a sudden he comes or somebody else comes, and next thing you know, you're boiled just because they said so. And I went, and I just didn't find it very, and I haven't been back, which, you know, y'all, we're social media today, you know, you got to make it so that I want to come back, but I honestly, you know,
they're choosing their cases. That's why they don't want to make it comprehensive, where you're bringing every single injustice case to them. They are choosing their cases, which is another issue I have with this organization. This is something that started out being grassroots, where we all were helping each other become fair, be treated equally in this country. That was what it started out to be, and what it's turned into. I'm not going to say my opinion on that. I'm going to leave that alone. But it's just not where it should be. I'm going to say that.
I agree. And you're right. That is probably exactly why the website is made the way it is. It's, you know, it's specific. It's, you know, and that is the injustice to us or to any minority group.
Absolutely.
It's I want to say that because, you know, the way we are in 2012, we may be still the minority, but, you know, we're all kind of mixed up. We were mixed up years ago, and we're still mixed up as far as intertwining and so forth and so forth. So, type of thing. But, you know, it's sad for this woman that just got sentenced for 20 years for, in a way, self-defense if, you know, and we have to keep saying if, and, you know, even though she's been charged, I'd like to still say if, and, you know, allegedly, because I don't know the story. I need to read it, and then I still won't really know the story, because, you know, they're only going to put down what they need to put down. So, but it's, wow, I'm just in shock and can't wait till I get off the radio so that I can look it up and find out what's What's going on? So again, listeners, I mean, if you just tuning in, this is Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, my co-host KD, and Lady Q, and we're just been talking the last 25 minutes about just hot topics. We talked about domestic violence from our topic, which was last week. We carried on and just had a couple more things we wanted to get out, you know, because last week it was one of those times when I wish we were a 2-hour show. It could have gone on forever. And then we were talking about a topic that my other co-host KD just brought on regarding a woman who lives in Florida and just got sentenced for 20 years for firing a firearm in her ceiling because of the same situation, domestic violence, with either her spouse or boyfriend or whoever, and the kids were outside, and she was trying to protect herself. But she's the one who has gotten 20 years. And then we were doing a comparison for the current case in Florida, which was Zimmerman, and him still being out on bail. And we're just going to leave that to where it is. We ain't going to talk about it anymore. Because if I start talking about the Zimmerman case, we're going to get a little even more wild. And I like to stay calm after this Memorial Day weekend. And again, if you're just tuning in, I also want to let you know that we were giving, you know, a shout out to our soldiers and people who have served our country well. So we thank all of you again. So back to our conversations. I feel like I was doing a commercial.
Can I give a quick shout out really quickly? I have to go, but I just wanted to say my brother, Bahari Jamel Johnson, he is over in Misawa, Japan right now serving our country. He's 21 years old, and he is the most amazing kid in the whole wide world. I love you, and keep doing what you do, and we can't wait to have you back home.
Oh, wonderful. Definitely, we're going to shout you out. And Lady Q, if you ever want to come back and chit-chat, you know, just let me know.
I will. I'll probably be calling back just to listen, but I see my kids coming, so I got to go.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. So it's just back to me and my co-host, KD.
Yeah.
Wow, KD, you really brought up... I heated. You could have warned me, man. No, I like that. That was good because I got the real me, and that wasn't even really the real me because we could say some stuff, but you know we gotta also be politically correct.
Yes.
At the same time, I hate that word politically correct, but it's all good. But wow, yeah, I'm gonna definitely check out that story. And you said you got it off of CNNJustice.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, listeners, if you're listening and you want to find out about the woman in Florida who just got sentenced to 20 years, go to CNNJustice.com. Oh, my God, I'm giving everybody kind of a plug. And we ain't getting no money from them. But I need to call their, like, people and say, you know what, if I plug you, you're not just kidding me. This is not what we're about. We got 6 months. Oh, wow. This is our speaker from last week, Jenna. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's your comment? We've just been chit-chatting, talking about different hot topics, as you probably heard. KD brought up the woman in Florida who just got served 20 years. Crazy.
Well, I just tuned in before I'm about to start dinner for my family, but I was like, let me tune in real quick. So I kind of heard part of it. I haven't really went to the website or anything yet, but that's kind of ridiculous. It goes back to, I don't know who I was listening last week, but it goes back to what I was saying about last week, how they want you to get restraining orders and stuff, but they don't do anything about it. So sometimes you have no choice but to take the matter in your own hands, and then it's too late.
Right. Right, you're absolutely right.
Then what?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? It comes also, this is something we didn't touch on last week, but it's also similar to stalkers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very similar to stalkers because, you know, as long as they're a distance away, the cops can't do nothing.
Exactly.
They can't do anything. But you can put out 15,000 restraining orders on stalkers, and you'll be like, but he was, like, in my, you know, beside my car. Well, did he harm you? Did he touch you? Did he do blah, blah, blah?
Oh,
did
no,
he
blah, blah,
blah. And you're like,
I had
no.
I had
but they
worse
still
than
can't
that.
Do anything. Okay, you said you had it worse than that? Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
specifically...
I'm sorry. They specifically told me due to them not being on the property, they couldn't do anything because they had already left.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Or what's the other one I had, not even with my son's dad, but with somebody else a long time ago, it was, oh, well, nobody's seen anything, so what are we supposed to do?
Wow.
So it's not just California, Florida. It's just, like I said, it's the radio, so I'm going to keep my actual what I want to say clean. But society's messed up. It's messed up. But hopefully she can ask for another lawyer or whatever, and they can give her some. Actually, she shouldn't be charged at all, in my opinion. Like I said, I haven't read the whole thing, so I don't know. That's just my opinion. But
I know I haven't read it either, so I'm pretty clueless on what you know the topic, this actual story. You know, so I'm kind of keeping it also
right.
Unbiased, trying to keep it unbiased. I guess that's the word I want to say, because we don't know, you know, the whole story. And even when we read
right.
whatever articles they have on the internet, we still won't know the whole story. Like your story last week, you know, if we had read that in the paper, you know, we were only going to read a small portion of what really happened. Until
right.
you told your story. And then, you know,
right.
he could be telling a different story. So.
Oh, he is.
Well, of course.
But,
you know.
Just like now, he makes it out. Oh, he tells everybody, oh, she won't let me see my son. But I'm like, okay, I'm still being nice considering you have a restraining order. You're calling my phone. I let you speak to your son every once in a blue moon. You're not even supposed to be calling me. But then every Monday you have an excuse. Can you call the people and tell them something so I can't? Because I'm not going to be able to see my son. No, it's not my responsibility to do that.
Right.
Just
right.
like I told them yesterday, they were open even though it was the holiday. Oh, I'm not going to be able to see my son. Can you tell him? I said no. Which, like I said, not. You know, have a restraining order. First, I was like, I have a restraining order. Why are you still calling me? But then I told him, I said, I'm not doing it. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I said, you're not hurting me. You're hurting your son. So wherever you're at, I hope it's more important than your son. You couldn't
that was
even
a good
text,
response.
Couldn't even text was, back or call to ask, well, can I talk to my son? You would think that would be the most reasonable thing to do. And you can't see him. You text back whatever. So that tells me you're full of baloney. It's like I don't
right.
have time for it.
But, you know, that was the best response you gave him was the fact that he's not hurting you, and that's probably what he's thinking. And, you know, and I'm going to make this general. You know, a lot of times the abuser, whether it's, like we said earlier, is whether it's physical, mental, psychological, emotional, whatever they're doing, you know, they think once you get out of it and they do stuff, especially when there's kids involved, they think they're hurting the person that they're really trying to hurt, which is the other party.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
mm-hmm.
not. If you take away that power from them saying, you know what, like you said, you're not hurting me if that's what you're trying
it
to do. You
a,
are hurting.
That.
Exactly. You are hurting your child. Mm-hmm. That's who you're hurting. And in the long run, that's what's going to come out. And because
yeah.
children, They know. They know the good, the bad, the ugly, the, mm-hmm. the you know, everything
yeah.
from the very beginning.
Oh, they
beginning.
Know because it gets to the point well, my son likes taking baths and stuff anyway. But I'll lyrically, like, give him his bath and stuff, and I'll break it down to him. I'll be like, the lady's about to come pick you up. And he'll be like, I don't want to go see my dad. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, it's his decision, but I'm like, you serious? You used to be happy to see your dad. He's like, he don't want to come see me no more. I don't want to see him. I just want to stay home and watch cartoons or read a book with you, Mom. And I'll be,
right.
I explained it to the worker. I said, that's sad when it gets to the point, and he's only three, that he don't really want to be bothered with his dad like that.
Right. And like I said, they know. They know. My daughter's five, and her father and we're not in an abusive relationship or anything, but we're not together. And we separated before she was born, and then he saw her until she was 6 months old. And then he got out, you know, pretty much disappeared. Didn't want to have, basically, I'm not going to go into all of it, but he wasn't in our life anymore until she turned four. And he stayed in her life for, you know, a little under a year. And
right.
our last visit, I took her over to the house, and she basically, we left because he was, you know, he was saying some stuff. Anyway, it's amazing how you try to talk and, you know, and not tell everything, but this is what this show's about. This is what this show is about.
Yeah.
We're sitting and we're just talking. But, you know, he was trying to get back together, and I'm going to be honest, I tried, and it just wasn't working for me anymore.
Right.
But as soon as it wasn't working for me, it wasn't working for him to even be with his daughter. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
But she saw it before he even said anything or even just stopped seeing her. She came to me like a couple of weeks later after the last visit and was like, I don't want to go over there anymore. She was four. She was almost five. And she's like, I don't want to go over there anymore. And I said, well, if you don't want to go over there, that's fine. Mommy's not going to make you. But you let me, and this was what I put back out there. I said, but you let me know when you want to see your dad, and we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found, and you know what? He did not like, you know, call him, come try and figure out why she, you know, nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
And like I said, this has nothing to do with domestic violence, but it's just the fact of their mentality. But I also want to say, because I also want to make, you know, this known, because I got to make it equal, because, you know, we on the show. We got to make it political. But it's not always the man.
What?
Because there are women out there, and women,
oh,
you know
yeah.
this, and for those of us who know there are women out there, we know them. Because it cringes me, because I do know some women who are out there who have kids, and they do the same thing to their children.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're out here trying to live their life, and they're supposed to be taking care of the child, but they're doing the same thing that the man that isn't involved is doing. Because that child could be over there with grandma, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, and you may not see them for 3-4 months. You might not call them for, you know, ever. Or you might not see them at all for 365 days out of the year. And that goes for both, man and women. You have no idea of when that person is really going to be in that person's life. You know, the kids, and they pick up on this. And, you know, when they become older, those mothers, those fathers are going to be the ones that are hurting. But the thing about it, I have learned, because I do have older, you know, cousins and stuff who've gone through this, and other siblings and stuff who've gone through this. And I say siblings because they're not really mine by blood, but they're mine because we're just that tight. But they've gone through this. And they're the ones. It's so funny because it's ironic because the child that you shun when they are small ends up being the one that you try to knock on the door for help.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's the one who may be the one that, you know, may have said, okay, you know what, I don't want to go over mommy and daddy's house, but they have more love in their heart than the child that you see every single day.
That is so true.
You know, I mean, I personally have nieces and nephews, and I have one nephew right now who's going through something like this. And his mom is not in the picture, but he still has love in his heart, but he doesn't want to be around her. He doesn't want to be around her. He doesn't mind seeing her from a distance. He doesn't mind seeing her in family outings or family get-togethers, but he does not want to go home to mama, to mama's house, because she wasn't really there. You know, she wasn't around. And that's the price that children pay, and like I said, the parents pay down the road as they get older. And even as adults, I know some adults who don't have anything to do with that parent who wasn't around.
Yes, they totally resent them.
Right, exactly. It's, you know, sad. A sad thing. But I don't know, wow, we got some hot topics today, listeners. We definitely do have some hot topics. If you are just joining us, this is Baby Mama Talk with Mickey Outlaw and my co-host, KD. Our other co-host, Lady Q, we love you. We miss you. She is off the air tonight. She will be back hopefully next week. We have been talking about various hot topics tonight. We have talked about a continuation of last week's topic of domestic violence and how it's not just the physical, but it's also the mental, psychological, and emotional, and how right then we were talking about the latter part of how it affects not just, you know, adults, but children. And then we were also talking about children and how it affects them, not even just in a domestic violence, but just in general when the parent, male or female, is out of the picture. We also talked about, oh, wow, ladies and gentlemen, if you were just tuning in, you missed a wonderful, heated conversation about a case that's in Florida, another case, not the Zimmerman case, but another case that's in Florida that we didn't know about. You need to go to CNNjustice.com and look up the case dealing with a woman who has just got sentenced for 20 years for aggravated assault. Right, KD?
Yes.
Okay. Need to check it out. It's really interesting. The woman was protecting herself and fired in the air, did not hit a soul, and she has 20. And we were doing a comparison of the Zimmerman case, who, you know, as we all know, did hit someone and is still out on bail. Then we had a nice, really heated discussion regarding grassroots, and I'm going to leave it there. If you want to know exactly all the details, you know, please tune and go to the website and or Facebook me or KD and get the archived version for later. It has definitely been an interesting conversation topics tonight. We have been just doing exactly what Baby Mama Talk is all about, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, for those of you who have become our faithful listeners, Baby Mama Talk isn't about the baby mama drama or the baby daddy drama. Got to make sure we get that too. It's not about that. It's not about he said, she said, oh, he did this, and I can't believe. No. It is about real topics, real situations, real conversations, just as if you were talking to your boys, your girls, significant other, whatever, whoever that you feel comfortable to talk to about anything, this is the show for you. Because we just sit back, relax, like we are in our living rooms or on the patio or meeting at Starbucks or any other favorite hot spot that you want to meet at and just talking. And before you know it, you know, an hour has gone by and it's been great. We have just... Oh, wow, Lady Q, Katie, guess what? This is our last Tuesday of May. We have made it a month, ladies and gentlemen. We have been on the air for 1 month, and we have gotten some loyal followers already, and I am loving it. Wow, Lady Q's coming back on the air. You had to come back on the air for that one, huh?
Oh, my gosh, I did. I have to say that was so cool. I'm so excited. We made it a month. We're the bomb.
I mean, I didn't even I didn't realize it until I looked at the calendar right then as I was talking, and I was like, oh, wow, today's the last Tuesday of May, and we started May 1st, 2012. Mark it on the calendars. I hope that my vision and our manager first, mwah, we love you. I hope that this will spiral. Who knows? You know what? We could be on the, you know, live radio. You never know, beside Steve Harvey or Tom Joyner, Michael Bass. I don't know. Next thing, I don't know. You know, we got to aim big. We don't know what the Lord is going to bring us. I mean, neither one of us thought that we were going to be radio hosts either. But we are. We have just celebrated. Oh, wow. This is our, wow, fifth show. We love it. We've enjoyed it. We've just had a ball with it. I can't believe it. Wow, I cannot believe it. It just hit me. It's like, wow. But we've had some awesome guests. We've had some awesome guests this, you know, that are just, wow, just really awesome. We've had our first, you know, guest was Carol Mackey from Black Expressions. And then Kiki Swenson, both of them were our first two guests in that show. We couldn't have asked for a better kickoff, and that was just an awesome show. Right, ladies?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then we had, you know, Chanel Red, an artist and an owner of Big Draws Music, and that was just an inspirational show as well. And then we had our Girl Talk, that's, you know, where we just talked about hot topics, sort of like today. We just talked about various hot topics, from the president and his announcement, his support of gay marriages and equality. What were the other topics we talked about that night? That was a whirlwind of conversation.
Honestly,
I can't remember. It was a bunch of, we just talked that night. That was awesome. We had people calling in. And then last week we did domestic violence, which has been the deepest topic of any of our topics in our first month. And that was just real deep. And then tonight, you know, we've talked again a little bit more about domestic violence and grassroots and, you know, again, children. You know, that's been our focus on most of all of our stuff, but it's definitely been a good month. I can't believe it. A good month. It's been great. Wow. Awesome.
Blessed.
And I thank my two co-hosts. I thank y'all for joining me in on this this road that we've taken. This road. Oh, wow, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. Our guest speaker has finally got on, and we're going to have to call. We're going to have her back another night, but I do want her to say hello to everyone. Angela, it is Angela Stevens. She's the owner of Creations Boutique out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Hi.
Hi, everyone. This is Angela. I really apologize. I apologize. Time slipped away from me, but I did finally call in, and yes, I will have to come back another night on the show.
Yes, you definitely will, because the topics tonight we have been talking tonight, and I'm not sure if you've been able to listen to some of our archived or been on, you know, to listen to some of our other topics, but tonight we were talking about, we did domestic violence last week, which was just really deep, and then we continued on with that this week, and we were talking about grassroots, and we also found out there's a case in Florida.
Oh, wow.
That's similar to the Zimmerman case. Only thing is, this woman, out of self-defense, fired in the air, didn't harm anyone. She was in her house protecting herself. Her kids were outside, and she just got sentenced for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
yeah.
Deep. That's very deep.
Yeah. We've definitely had some interesting conversations tonight. It's just been a whirlwind of conversations, and we just realized about maybe 2-3 minutes ago that we have just celebrated, tonight is our official 1 month.
we have
just,
yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, my co-host, please say hello, Angela, to my co-host, KD and Lady Q. They are also on the air with me.
Hi, Katie and Lady Q. I apologize to everyone. How are you all?
Awesome.
Great. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Congratulations on your business as well. We cannot wait to have you back and to hear all about it. Really, really do come back. We love it having you.
Yes. I will love to come back. I will love to come back to the show.
Yes, and she will, ladies and gentlemen. She will because I know where she's at.
Yes.
I am a shopper of Angela's Creations Boutique, and I have to say, she has a website also, but we'll talk about that when she comes back. Because she has some awesome, awesome clothes that for those of you who are friends with me on Facebook have seen me in some of her creations. They are awesome. But Angela, I'm just going to say thank you for calling in and saying hi. And you and I will get together and talk more on the next time, okay?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Everyone, thank you so much for having me for the short moment that I'm here. But I look forward to coming back to the show. Really excited about it.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, that was Angela Stevenson, and she'll be back. We'll have her back in the next available date that we can get her. She's the owner of Creation Boutique out of Chesapeake, Virginia, and can't wait to have her back because she has an awesome boutique. Really nice stuff. Okay, I'm hearing a feedback, and I don't know where it's coming from, and I do apologize. Before Lady Q has to get off the air, because I know she, like I said, she's dealing with some personal stuff. I'm going to go ahead and say something. Lady Q, do you want to say anything before you get off?
I just want to thank all of our listeners who've been listening from the beginning, all of our new listeners. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget that there's several different ways you can contact all of us. All three of us have Facebook pages. Mostly Nikki's on the Facebook thing. So we'll say go to Nikki Outlaw's page. That's Nikki with 1K. Thank you. And also there's a chat line, our chat room that goes on when we're on the air live. So please come join. I'm in the chat room. Come chat with me. You can also contact Katie, Kamisha Drysdale on Facebook. Thank you.
You rock.
Rock.
KD, any last words for our listeners?
Yes, I just want to say thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Thank you so much. We are so blessed to have this opportunity each and every Tuesday. Thank you so much.
And what time are we on Tuesdays?
8 p.m.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. We are on at 8 p.m. every Tuesday night from 8 to 9. I don't know. Sometimes I think we need to go to 8 to 10, but we might do that later down the road. But
never
right now
know.
We're from 8. Exactly. We are from 8 to 9 on Tuesdays, Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes we get that a little confused when we have guests and stuff coming, from California and Middle West and all that stuff. But we are Eastern Time on Tuesdays from 8 to 9. And this has been Baby Mama Talk. And you've been listening to live with Nikki Outlaw and co-host KD and Lady Q. And again, we want to stress exactly what Baby Mama Talk is all about. It is about the real issues, real conversations, real talk that you and I and everybody, have every day when you're at work by the water cooler or you come in the morning and you're sitting down with your co-workers, and just start talking about what did you do this past weekend or what did you do last night. Those type of conversations is what we have on the air with Baby Mama Talk. That's what we give you. We are giving you us, and we're being real. We have not been radio hosts before, and so everything we do is coming from our hearts. It's coming from our inside. Our opinions are our opinions. They haven't been coached. They haven't been scripted. And I think for those of you, like Lady Q said, if you've been with us from the beginning and you're just tuning in, you can tell by our conversations that nothing is scripted. You know, we start laughing, we'll start saying stuff, you know, and yeah, I do get a chance to listen to our archive shows, but that's okay. That's okay, because that's what we're about. Now, if the Lord willing says that we're going to go further and he wants us, you know, on a syndicated radio show or on the TV, I hope and pray that whoever gets us still lets us be us and don't make us have to, you know, get into a little box, because Nikki Outlaw don't fit in a little square box. It don't. I've always been the out of the box type of person. You said, Katie, you're not that type of person.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah. No. I don't think Lady Q.
No, not at all.
But so hopefully, you know, because we're going to cross our fingers and we're going to pray that that's what happens. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, we're not in a studio. You know what? Well, they might think we're in a studio. We're not really in a studio. We're in, you know, our homes doing this, and that's the lovely part about it. I mean, we, you know, are just being real. That's what makes us so nice, you know. We don't have somebody waving a thing going, you need to not talk about that topic. Oh, you're just, you know. No, we're catching ourselves, and we're saying, oh, I need to be politically correct. Oh, I don't want somebody. That's us, because, you know, we're just being us, you know, and that's us, you know, trying to, because we do want to go further. And never know where that's going to take us. So I love it. Next week, give you a little taste about next week. As long as her calendar still agrees, we're going to have Natalie Weber from Urban Books. So for anybody who reads Urban Books or bought a book from Urban Books or anything like that, oh, you're in for a treat. So as long as her schedule allows and there's no conflict, she will be on the air with us next Tuesday. So I'm really excited about that, really excited. And for the men listeners out there, I highly encourage you to tune in to the June 12th episode. That is going to be a treat for our men preparing for Father's Day. So I really want y'all to tune in then. And then for people in general, just everybody, listeners in general, you know, tune in to June 19th for the hot topics of what's going on in around us, whether it's politics, social media, the international entertainment. Girls, we ain't talked about no entertainment. I mean, we haven't had any entertainment conversation.
We will soon.
Yeah, that might be something we might. I don't want to get deep like ET or anything, but that might be something, you know, something really gushy. And Lady Q, I have you muted because I get feedback when I unmute you. So, but anyway, so that's something that we might want to touch down on. You know, something really, you know, hot comes up, but. Yeah, it's been great. Oh wow, I'm sorry. I'm just like still on the fact that we celebrated a month. It's just, you know, I should have had like whistles and bells going on at the very beginning of the show. Say, ooh, we just celebrated our first month. But it's been great. It's been awesome. I just can't. I'm still in awe a little bit. You know, yeah. Katie, anything you want to say?
Just most definitely, it's been a blessing. I'm still shocked. I didn't even realize it's a month. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I know. It's amazing. I mean, like I said, if I hadn't looked over at the calendar right then, it would have hit me, you know, maybe tomorrow or the next day, and I'd be like, oh, wow, you know. But, yeah, it hit me right then when, you know, it's like I looked down and I was like, wow, oh wait, oh, my goodness. So, again, shout out to our manager first. He's awesome for pulling all this together and making us happen. I also want to give a shout out to Lawless Radio, our PL, the owner, for wanting this type of a show on his entertainment umbrella. I love it. And for those Lawless radio devoted listeners, we thank you. And, you know, definitely tune in to his show tomorrow, Crying with the chairman. So he will be on tomorrow night. It has been a pleasure. It has been a delight. It has been amazing to be your host on Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and my co-hosts, KD and Lady Q. We look forward to talking to you next week, Tuesday, at 8 p.m. Until then, good night.